The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start off not with something new, but nonetheless new to us. And that's an updated schedule for audio-described events. And we appreciate Arts Access for putting this information out. Coming up, audio-described events in Raleigh and Cary. Saturday, August 10th, the Dude Abides Movie Party and the Big Lebowski. Outdoor movie at North Carolina Museum of Art. The Dude still abides in this cult favorite from the Coen brothers. Jeffrey Lebowski, played by Jeff Bridges, is assaulted by home invaders who have mistaken his identity. The crime draws Lebowski and his social circle of eccentrics into an escalating series of bizarre events. Pre-movie party is from 6:30 to 8:30, and the movie starts at 9. Again, that's Saturday, August 10th. Next up, Sunday, August 25th, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. This is at Raleigh Little Theater. A distant heir to his family's fortune sets out to speed up the line of succession by using a great deal of charm and a pinch of murder. This murderous romp is filled with unforgettable music, nonstop laughs, and doomed heirs who meet their ends in the most creative and side-splitting ways. This audio-described event starts at 3. Sunday, September 29th, 12 Angry Jurors, Cary Players at Cary Arts Center. A 19-year-old man has just stood trial for the fatal stabbing of his father. "He doesn't stand a chance," mutters the guard as the 12 jurors are taken into the bleak jury room. It looks like an open and shut case, until one of the jurors begins opening the other's eyes to the facts. Curtain goes up at 3. Sunday, September 29th, Inherit the Wind. This is a Justice Theater project at Umstead United Church of Christ. In a sleepy Bible-belt town, a teacher is arrested for defying state law by teaching Darwin's theory to his class. Matthew Harrison Brady, a presidential contender, joins the prosecution against evolution, prompting the Baltimore Herald to hire renowned attorney Henry Drummond for the defense. Based on the infamous Scopes Monkey trial, an epic clash of the titans ensues in the true trial of the century. Play starts at 3:30. Sunday, October 6, Blood at the Root. This is Raleigh Little Theater. Based on the true story of the Jena Six, six black students who were initially charged with attempted murder for a school fight after being provoked with nooses hanging from a tree on campus. This bold ensemble drama examines the miscarriage of justice, racial double standards, the crisis in relations between men and women of all classes, and as a result, the shattering state of black family life. And this event on the audio-described list starts at 3 on Sunday, October 6th. Other events on the audio-described list for Raleigh and Cary, Saturday, October 19th, West Side Story, North Carolina Theater, at Memorial Auditorium, 2 o'clock performance. Sunday, November 3rd, The Taming. This is a Justice Theater project at Peace College at 3. Sunday, November 3rd, The Fall of the House of Usher. This is Applause Cary Youth Theater at Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Sunday, November 3rd. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Saturday, November 9th, Having Our Say at 2. This is North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, December 8th, Best Christmas Pageant Ever, Carrie Players at Carrie Arts Center. Sunday, December 15th, Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Sunday, December 15th, Black Nativity. This is a Justice Theater project at NC State's Stewart Theater at 3. In Durham and Chapel Hill, Tuesday, September 17th, Native Son, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill. On Chicago's South Side in the 1930s, Bigger Thomas struggles to find a place for himself in a world where systematic oppression and poverty make fear and violence the everyday currency of life. Most famously adapted by Carolina's own Paul Green, Richard Wright's seminal novel is ready to capture the hearts and minds of another generation with Nambi Kelly's heart-stopping and theatrical new adaptation. Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Patrons are advised to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of some of the material. Saturday, October 5th, Aladdin at DPAC, the 8 o'clock performance. Tuesday, October 22nd, Dairyland, this is Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. Saturday, November 9th, A Bronx Tale at DPAC at 8. Tuesday, November 26th, Ragtime, Playmakers Repertory Company, again, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. And we've got one audio-described event coming up in Fayetteville. Thursday, September 19th, Mamma Mia at Cape Fear Regional Theater, and that is at 7:30. All right, let's get a few laughs for Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday through Saturday, August 8th through the 10th, Chris Hardwick. In a world where pop culture and nerdism can be woven seamlessly together, Chris reigns supreme. A professional fanboy and nerd superstar, Chris Hardwick's enthusiasm comes across in everything he does. And that's quite a list of things. Hardwick's comedy is silly and cerebral. Wednesday, August 14th, that's Allie Clayton and Calvin Evans. Allie is the Southern former pageant kid who grew up to be a gay, cowboy, boot-loving comedian and actor. She's been performing for about a decade. Now, Calvin is a stand-up actor, writer from Chicago. He was the winner of WGN Chicago's Next Big Comic. Friday and Saturday, August 16 and 17, it's Guy Tori. In the tradition of comedians who have made the transition from the stage to the screen, such as Richard Pryor and Bill Cosby, multi-talented Guy has made the leap to comedic actor with great success. He's been seen on BET's Comic View, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, Showtime at the Apollo, and Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam. Thursday through Saturday, August 22nd through the 24th, it's Tim Dillon. Rolling Stone recently named Tim one of the 10 comics you need to know. And Vulture declared Tim Dillon is a comic you really remember. Thursday through Saturday, September 5th through the 7th, it's Tone Bell. Thursday through Saturday, September 12th through the 14th, Dave Landau. Thursday, September 19th, Chingo Bling. And Friday through Sunday, September 20th through the 22nd, it is John Witherspoon. Special note, all shows are rated 18+. Now for Raleigh Improv's lineup, Raleigh Improv is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Friday through Sunday, August 9th through the 11th, it's Andrew Dice Clay. He's proud to be one of America's most controversial and outrageous comics. When he released his debut album, Dice, the parental advisory label simply read, "Warning, this album is offensive." Friday and Saturday, August 16 and 17, Cheryl Underwood from the CBS Daytime talk show, The Talk. Cheryl is a savvy businesswoman, philanthropist, and a multifaceted multimedia entrepreneur who is recognized as one of the most articulate, well-informed women of our time. Thursday, August 22nd at Raleigh Improv, Andy Forrester. Andy's brand of off-the-wall humor has made him a fan favorite all over the country for almost 20 years. His high energy and animated comedy has landed him spots working with some of the biggest names in comedy, like Louis Anderson, Jimmy J.J. Walker, Gilbert Gottfried, Mark Maron, and many more. Friday through Sunday, August 23rd through the 25th, DeRay Davis. He's from the hit movies Barbershop and 21 Jump Street. Davis achieved his career breakthrough at the Laugh-a-Palooza Festival in Atlanta, Georgia, and then scored a three-peat by winning the Comedy Central Laugh Riots competition and landing spots in the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. Friday through Sunday, August 30th through September 1st, Craig Robinson from Hot Tub Time Machine and The Office. Friday and Saturday, September 6 and 7, Jeremy Piven. You may know him from HBO series Entourage. Thursday through Saturday, September 12th through the 14th, Mark Curry. Wednesday, September 18th, Mohammed Hennedy. Again, all shows are rated 18 plus unless noted. All right, a reminder, the Hopscotch Music Festival is in Raleigh in a little over a month to celebrate its 10th year. The dates this year, September 5th through the 7th, featuring more than 130 bands over 3 days. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its programming highlights this diversity each year. This year's main stage headliners include James Blake, Slater Kinney, Churches, Fantogram, Little Brother, Raphael Sadiq, Jenny Lewis, Kurt Vile and the Violators, Purple Mountains, and a lot more. VIP and three-day passes are being sold through the Hopscotch website and on eTix. The Art of Cool Festival is just a few weeks away. Also known as AOC Fest, the festival is celebrating its 6th year, is set for September 27th through the 29th in downtown Durham. AOC Fest 2019 fuses forward-thinking R&B, neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, alternative, and spoken word greats over the course of a huge, fun-filled weekend. Great music, community engagement, and more. Festival headliners include Jill Scott, Run DMC, Ari Lennox, Daryl DMC McDaniels, Marcus Anderson, Ninth Wonder Presents 95 Live, Black Violin, Omar, and more. The main venue will be Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Additional venues include the Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, Carolina Theater, The Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. Bluegrass music takes center stage, of course, in downtown Raleigh late next month with the largest free urban bluegrass festival in the world, IBMA's World of Bluegrass. It all starts September 24th. The events facilitate the growth and development of the bluegrass music community from professionals to fans. This is accomplished through four main World of Bluegrass events, a business conference, showcases, an award show, and the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, which features eight free music stages around downtown Raleigh. The festival features IBMA and Grammy Award winners, top-notch emerging acts, and traditional bluegrass and acts that stretch the boundaries. The main stage at Red Hat Amphitheater is a fundraiser for the IBMA Trust Fund, providing emergency support for bluegrass music professionals. By the way, the shows at Red Hat are free, but with limited seating. Also, don't forget about Bluegrass Ramble, an innovative showcase series in club venues in downtown Raleigh. With over 200 showcase performances, the Ramble is the premier platform for introducing talent and new material to the bluegrass community. For people who are blind or have low vision, you may request to be paired with a sighted guide who will help you navigate any of the World of Bluegrass events, including the IBMA Business Conference, Bluegrass Ramble, IBMA Award Show, and PNC Presents Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. Please submit your request no later than Friday, September 13th. All right, if you're thinking about traveling around the state to check out some music festivals, here we go. Currently, through August 17th, the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival, the Brevard Music Center Summer Institute for classical music students age 14 and older, presents some 50 concerts throughout its nine-week festival. August 8th through the 10th, you can go to the Soulshine Farm Music Festival. That's in Green Mountain. 2019 is the festival's sixth year. The festival site is Soulshine Farm. August 8th through the 10th as well, the Big What, Silk Hope. 3 days of camping, art, music, love, and mystery, along with contests, theme nights, and an abundance of other nonsense and surprises. The festival presents music, a vendor village, and an art gallery. The festival moved to the Shikori Hills Farm near Pittsburgh in 2017. Big Something is the host. August 15th through the 17th, the NC State Bluegrass Festival in Marion. This campground-based festival is under a pavilion and tents, bring your own chair. Bands typically play afternoon and evening sets, though headliners may just play evening shows. The festival is in its 45th year and is held at the Tom Johnson Camping World. August 17th, Rockabilly Resurrection. This is in Kannapolis. The show features bands, a vintage car show, a pinup pageant, retro vendors, and food and beer sales. The show is free, but they accept donations for the VFW Post hosting the event. The annual celebration of 1950s culture is in its fourth year, and the festival site is the VFW Post 8989. Also on August 17th, Sidewalk Slam. This is in Raleigh. Three downtown Raleigh clubs offer a single admission charge for three bands at each club. 2019 is the festival's fifth year. Festival sites, the Poorhouse, Kings, and Slims. August 23rd and 24th, Strings and Suds. This is in Black Mountain at the Pisgah Brewing Company. August 23rd through the 25th, Beats and Bars Festival in Durham at the American Tobacco Campus. August 30th and 31st, Smoky Mountain Folk Festival in Lake Junaluska at the Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. August 30th through September 1st, Happy Valley Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Lenoir at Jones Farm. Again, this is August 31st and September 1st. John Coltrane International Jazz and Blues Festival. It's in High Point at the Oak Hollow Festival Park. Once again, August 31st, September 1st, African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County, Raleigh City Plaza. Again, August 31st and September 1st, Prague Day. This is in Chapel Hill. The festival's in its 25th year and held at Storybook Farm. September 1st, the New River Blues Festival, Grassy Creek in Ashe County, held at the Riverhouse Country Inn. All right, let's check out the lineup at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. Friday, August 9th, Stephen Marley with DJ Shasha Payne. That starts at 10. Saturday, August 10th, Mother's Finest with April B. and the Cool at 8. Friday, August 16th, Woodstock and Beyond featuring the Quad Rivium Project at 8 o'clock. By the way, you probably heard the Woodstock event at the original Woodstock site has been canceled. Saturday, August 17th, 12th Planet at 9. Wednesday, August 21st at Lincoln Theater, Barris Hammond, Never Ending with Harmony House Singers and Others at 8. Friday, August 23rd, Jive Mother Mary with Biggins, 16 Penny, and Legendary Lane. This is starting at 8:30. Saturday, August 24th, the magnificent DJ Jazzy Jeff. His show starts at 10:30. Friday, August 30th, War Within a Breath, a tribute to Rage Against the Machine, and that concert starts at 9. Saturday, August 31st, Metal Pole Mayhem, that starts at 9. And then Sunday, September 1st, Nike versus Adidas Party. I love the 80s and 90s. And that starts up at 10. Okay, moving to the Ritz and their lineup. The Ritz, of course, on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, August 9th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents American Floyd. Concert starts at 7. Tuesday, August 13th, Bad Religion. Saturday, August 17th, Bad Romance, a tribute to Lady Gaga. That starts at 7:30. Thursday, August 22nd, Aaron Lewis, State I'm In Tour at 8 o'clock. Friday, August 23rd, Grunge Fest presents Nevermind, a tribute to Nirvana. Concert starts at 7. Saturday, August 24th, Silent Disco, 90s versus now, and the party begins at 7. Thursday, August 29th, Stunna for Vegas. Saturday, August 31st, Intocable, Perception Tour 2019. And finally, Poor House Music Hall on South Blunt Street at Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 at Poor House, unless noted. Wednesday, August 7th, The Aristocrats with Travis Larson Band at 8:30. Thursday, August 8th, Pearl Snap, Prophets. Let me do that again. I thought there was a comma there. There's not. Pearl Snap, Prophets, Whiskey Foxtrot, and Chris McGinnis. Friday, August 9th, The Producers with Arctic Blonde, and the show starts at 8. Saturday, August 10th, K Carolina Music Awards pre-show party presented by Carolina Waves. Sunday, August 11th, Preacher Van with Jeff White. Monday, August 12th, J.D. Pincus at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, August 13th, Solar Bear with Thirsty Curses and Autumn Nicholas. Wednesday, August 14th, E.N. Young with Ashley LaRue Band. Thursday, August 15th, The Kids Downtown, Shame, Danny Blaze, and Muska Flux. Friday, August 16th, again, these shows are at the Poorhouse Music Hall. Friday, August 16th, The Shakedown pays tribute to Aretha Franklin. Saturday, August 17th, The Bleeding Hearts with Loose Jets and MSRP. Monday, August 19th, Swim Down with Stranded Bandits and Lunchbox Hero. Tuesday, August 20th, Vintage Pistol with Hustle Souls. And then on Wednesday, August 21st, it is Steady Flow. A reminder, Weaver Street Market continues to hold its Jazz Brunch Sundays from 11 to 1 at Carborough's Weaver Street Market. Join us on the lawn featuring local bands playing a variety of styles of music. The band list is not available. Jazz Brunch Sunday is free and runs through the end of September. North Carolina will have a presence at the Americana Fest in Nashville next month. American Music Association said the 20th annual Americana Fest, planned for September 10th through the 15th in Nashville, and will feature two nights devoted to North Carolina music. The partnership is part of the Come Here North Carolina initiative. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.